Listening there to the Eagles that are coming to town on April the 12th. Brought to us by Hard Rock Cafe Dubai and do live and also Dubai calendar events. So very exciting, bringing with them 40 years of a back catalogue of fine music. For the first time, they are performing in the Middle East, and it's happening here at the Sevens Stadium. And you can get in the mood for the Eagles and catch up on some of that back catalogue by tuning in to EaglesDubai.com, where they're playing 24/7 basically. So really reconnecting with the Eagles. Very exciting having them here in town. Tickets are on sale. You can get all the information at EaglesDubai.com. So from one form of performance to something completely different. Well, it entails music, but it's far more exciting. Visual, comedic, and very, very clever. Yes, we have got the Dubai Marina Street Festival happening here, kicking off today, running through to the 31st of March. And it gives me pleasure to welcome the director of Dolphin Creative, who brings these guys from all over the world to perform. And some of them are here in the studio. So big welcome to Stuart Avery and George Lisa Rubin and Rubber Band Boy. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Hey, hi. Morning. Hi there. So I was enjoying you doing a little bit of visual for me there to the Eagles. So you like the Eagles?
I don't mind the Eagles. Yeah, I'm a bit of a fan. I've even got a couple of the CDs in my computer.
Excellent. Well, I don't know if you'll still be in town for them when they're here on the 12th of April, maybe.
Yeah, you know, I could even might even have to pop back, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not?
Why not, indeed.
Is now, Brian Ferry still around?
Who?
Brian Ferry.
Yeah.
He's still going.
Yeah, but it's nothing to do with the Eagles.
No.
No, it's Don Henley.
Don Henley.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh.
Where are they from, the Eagles?
America.
Yeah, I didn't remember. Okay. Oh, that's why, though. Diana, yeah, that's why the song. No, I see.
Yeah. So, Stuart.
Yes.
You've got a big job on your hands. Very good fun, though. A lot of fun. I've myself been involved in festivals. I know what
you
it's
have.
Like. And so, tell us what we've got in store this year.
Well, this is the second year we've done the Dubai Marina Street Festival. This year we're twice as large, so we've got twice as many artists from all corners of the world. Some of the best people we've seen from the Edinburgh festivals and the Christchurch and the Adelaides and Covent Garden. And we've brought them for 10 days of amazing street shows, free for all, at the Dubai Marina Mall.
Excellent stuff. So let's find out what you do. So let's start with George. What are you bringing for us this year?
I am a clown and I dance on a rope.
Excellent. How high is the rope?
Oh, not so high, really.
Talk it up, George.
I set it up in the show. It's incredibly high.
Yeah. It's a delicate little clown. Lovely. Yeah.
Risking his life 1 centimeter above the ground.
It's that last centimeter that kills you, though. Yeah. Not the fall. Yes, because I'm a rope dancer instead of a high wire walker. It's quite low. I do, I do some acrobatics on the rope and stuff that you wouldn't see a high wire walker do. Mainly wire walkers just walk, and that's it. So I do a low entertainment. In all senses of the word, low
entertainment.
I do a low,
but high impact.
Talk about
George.
George.
So for those who have never seen a rope walker, a dance rope walker, whatever you call yourself,
yeah,
how would you describe it?
It is what it's...
So you're dancing with a rope or you're dancing
on
the rope?
I dance
on the rope.
I walk on it, I spin on it, I swing on it, I sit on a chair, I sit on a chair on it, and then I spin a shoe and some various other things.
You sit on a chair on the rope.
I sit on the chair on the rope. Yeah, have you not? Cool. Yeah, yeah.
Has it got four legs, this chair?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
How wide's the rope?
It's not very wide. It's a really stupid trick. You'd like it.
Yeah, I'm going
to
come and watch.
It.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm in. Started off low and now you've got me.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
How does that work? Yeah, we have to see you. Okay, great. So where are you from, George?
Originally, I'm from a small town in Minnesota. And then I learned all my tricks in Chicago, but now I've emigrated to Cardiff in Wales. So
how are you finding that?
Fantastic, and you know, the they just won the Five Nations in rugby, so that was that, it made me even more patriotic in my new found country.
Is it your first time to the UAE?
Yes.
Okay, so when did you get in? Last night?
Yesterday morning.
Okay.
Yeah, in the sand. I wasn't ready. I thought it was fog, you know, because I lived in San Francisco for a time too, and it looked like fog. It didn't smell like fog.
No, it didn't feel like fog either.
No. It feels a little gritty.
Well, it's good to have you here, George, and we'll find out more about what you're doing at the Street Festival. And we've got Lisa Lottie. So, Lisa Lottie, what are you doing?
I'm a hula hoop artist and a contortionist.
Wow, that sounds like painful.
It is very painful, but very worth it.
How did you become a hula hoop and contortionist artist?
What happened to me was 10 years ago, I started playing with a hula hoop and I turned out to be very good at it. And before I knew it, all of a sudden, I was living in India working in a traditional Indian circus. And that's where I learned a lot of my hula hooping, a lot of contortionism, and I didn't look back since that day.
So what's a traditional Indian circus?
Oh, it's very much anything you can imagine of a traditional circus, it being a very large big top with elephants and clowns, apart from everyone's Indian and Nepali, and there's about a team of 300 of us working and travelling through India, putting on three shows a day, every day of the month.
Wow.
Hard work, but
yeah.
Good fun.
Yeah. So, that's when you discovered the hula hoop there. Is that
yes.
what you're saying?
Yes.
So what were you doing before?
Before that, I was living on the south, I was living in Brighton, the south coast of England, and I was kind of just trying to figure out what I wanted to do in life.
And you thought you'd join the circus?
Yes, I ran away and joined the circus.
Fascinating. I tell you, you guys, always when I meet festival performers, because you travel so much and because of this kind of nomadic existence, it just conjures up all sorts of kind of romantic, I suppose, idea, but actually can be quite tough as well, because it's not all kind of, you know, easy, I think. So we'll be finding out more about your travels and journeys. And then we've got Ruben. Ruben.
Hello.
Hello there, Ruben. So what are you performing for us?
I'm an acrobat, so I spend a lot of time upside down, a lot of time flipping around, and a lot of time very high up in the air.
Ah, how higher than George?
Well, maybe yes. If we take the centimeters, and we'll turn them into feet or meters, and then we'll go from there. So I think at the least 15 feet in the air. So, yeah.
Wow, okay, that's good. Well, we'll find out where that's happening then at the Marina Mall, how you're doing that feat. But this isn't your first time. You've been here before.
I have had the pleasure of performing in Dubai before, and I'm really happy to be back here again.
Good stuff. And where are you from?
I'm from Melbourne in Australia originally, but now I spend my time, as you were saying, nomadically journeying around the world.
Wow, okay, well, looking forward to hearing your story a little bit more as well. And then we have got Rubber Band Boy.
Hello there.
Hey.
It's my turn.
Yeah, it's your turn now.
Oh, awesome.
So, Rubber Band Boy, what are you going to be doing for us here in Dubai?
I travel the world putting rubber bands on my face, contorting my face into crazy shapes with rubber bands. It's hard to believe. I could do it now, but I suppose you'd see it, but
I'd see
no
it.
One else would.
It would. Maybe we could record it and put it up on our website for
yeah.
people. We could blog it, couldn't
totally.
We? Shall we do that?
Yeah, totally.
Okay, who's got a recorder? You've got one. I saw one earlier. Somebody's got a video recorder
on
their phone.
To turn all
I did. I'm going to tell you to turn them on now as we
okay.
go into a quick break.
Please turn Where on you, your you, cell phones.
Have you got the rubber bands, Rubber Band Boy?
Yeah, I always have some on me.
Always have a little yeah. secret stash.
Handy.
Here's some I prepared earlier.
Oh, wow. My goodness. Me. Yeah, so we are bringing you performance like you've never seen it before, Dubai. Yes, with the Street Festival. All happening at Dubai Marina, starting today, running through till the 31st of March. So we're going to film Rubber Band Boy now, so we can prove this is what he does, and we'll pop it up onto our website.